Monuments do not appear by accident. Behind every garden pathway, engraved plaque, and bronze sculpture are people who believed memory deserved a permanent home. Today, on Voices Through the Heritage Garden, we tell the story of the garden builders, the visionaries, volunteers, artists, and community leaders who helped create and preserve the Polish heritage in Cleveland. The garden felt especially quiet that morning. Sunlight filtered through the trees and settled gently across the stone walkways. As I moved between displays, I kept thinking about the countless hours of planning, fundraising, labor, and devotion required to create a place dedicated entirely to remembrance.
People often see the finished monuments, but they don't always see the years of meetings, community dinners, donations, and volunteer work that made them possible. The garden was built by people who refused to let history disappear.
The cultural gardens movement in Cleveland began as an ambitious idea, a vision that different immigrant communities could preserve and celebrate their heritage within a shared public space. Over time, communities across the city contributed gardens representing culture, language, art, and identity from around the world. For Cleveland's Polish American community, creating the Heritage Garden became more than a beautification project. It became an act of cultural preservation. Sculptures, symbols, and memorials were carefully chosen to reflect resilience, faith, artistic achievement, and the immigrant journey itself.
My parents volunteered at garden events for years. They believed future generations needed somewhere physical to reconnect with their roots, a place where memory could still feel alive.
Artists and designers played a central role in shaping the garden's emotional identity. Every detail, from stone placement to symbolic imagery, was intended to communicate something deeper than decoration. The garden became a space for reflection, pride, mourning, and connection. Walking through the Heritage Garden, I realized how easily communities can lose pieces of their story over time. Neighborhoods change, families disperse, languages fade. Without deliberate effort, memory can slowly disappear into silence.
The people who built this garden understood that preserving heritage wasn't only about the past. It was about giving future generations a place to ask questions about who they are.
Perhaps that is the true purpose of cultural spaces like this one. They remind us that identity is not preserved automatically. It survives because ordinary people choose to protect it, teach it, and pass it forward. Thank you for walking these pathways of memory with me. Until next time, may you continue honoring the people in your own family and community who worked quietly to preserve stories worth remembering. Some histories are carried openly. Others survive quietly.